Hi there.
Welcome to another episode in this series of audio support messages for the Sobriety Starter Kit. I'm glad you're here. I'm Casey McGuire Davidson. I'm a certified life coach, and I work with women who are reevaluating their relationship with alcohol and have decided that drinking isn't working in their lives anymore. So in this episode, I'd like to talk about some of the triggers and the emotions and the feelings that we have every day that lead us to want to drink. And this is something that I work with really intensely with my private coaching clients. And it's a big step in stopping the automatic connection between I'm having a feeling and therefore I want to drink and therefore I drink. So it's helping you to take a small step back and say, why do I want to drink? What's the feeling I'm having underneath why I want to drink? And realizing that drinking probably isn't going to solve that specific emotion that you're having. Instead, it's going to knock you out or numb you out for a short period of time. So what we work with in coaching is figuring out what are the actual solutions that will solve for the very real emotions you're having and the feelings you're having, and how can you bring that into your everyday life? And it's really a step in taking better care of yourself and taking care of your body and your emotions and your anxieties. So we're going to talk about that in this episode, and I hope you're able to take something away from this that you're able to bring into your everyday life. Let's get started. Now, let's be clear. There's a good reason that you got into the habit of drinking. Most likely, drinking started as a way to have fun or a way to fit in or something that you did that got you relaxed. And over a period of years, you started drinking because it brought you comfort. We've somehow been convinced that having a drink will help relax us after a busy day at the office and smooth over socially awkward situations, that drinking will relieve the monotony of parenthood, and it'll help you connect with your partners and have more fun. We drink to celebrate, to commiserate, to relieve stress, and to relieve boredom. The truth is that alcohol messes with our minds, it messes with our bodies, and it messes with our emotions. It makes us sleep terribly, and it makes the symptoms of anxiety and depression worse. It halts weight loss and makes it harder to connect with our loved ones because we're numbed out and zoned out and disconnected from the people and the conversations and the activities around us. And it's habit forming because it's literally designed to be addictive. Now, I know you want to relax. You want to turn your mind off. You want to fit in. And now that you've decided to stop drinking, you are still going to need comfort in your life. And you will still want to change the way you're feeling at different moments. You will be frustrated and angry, resentful and bored, and a million other emotions that you may not be entirely comfortable with. The problem we get into is using a drink and then inevitably more and more drinks to solve for any negative emotions we feel. One of the most important steps that you can take to get out of the cycle of drinking is to start actually identifying and even to name the emotion you're having that's making you want to drink. So the question to ask yourself when you hear yourself thinking, I need a drink. Drinking is going to make me feel better. Drinking is going to make this work I need to do tolerable. Drinking is going to make this evening when I feel so tired manageable for me. The question to ask yourself is, why exactly do I want to drink? Am I tired? Am I overwhelmed? Do I just want to shut off my brain? Am I anxious about work? Am I anxious about finances? Do I want to emotionally transition from work to home? Do I want to numb out from my kids? Am I feeling resentful that I'm the only one that's keeping all the balls in the air for my family? Is my house a mess and I can't stand to look at it, but also have no energy to deal with it? Am I feeling tension with my boss or my partner or my kids? There is always something behind your need to drink. And the thing is that there is no doubt that in your life, you are dealing with real, legitimate problems that you need help with, that you need solutions for. But I want you to internalize this message. Drinking just adds a problem to a problem. And if you're open to it, I'd even love you to say it out loud with me right now. This is something that I have said to myself, both out loud and in my mind, many, many times when I was triggered to drink. Drinking just adds a problem to a problem. So what that means is when you feel like you need to drink because you're tired or you're overwhelmed, bored, frustrated, anxious, resentful, angry, and you choose to drink to make it all go away, or to make it all go away for a while, or to make it all a little bit less intense, I need you to understand that all you are doing is adding a hangover, a headache, regret, and another day one to your problems that are already existing. With drinking, you aren't actually solving your problem. And you'll wake up the next day, and I think you know this, feeling more tired, more anxious, more depressed, and now likely you're also beating yourself up for drinking as well. So what I'd like you to do instead, because please understand, this is a totally natural chain of events. You are not a bad person because you get anxious and frustrated and overwhelmed and you turn to having a drink. All of us do that. That's how we got into this situation. But what I'd like you to do in the kindest possible way is to start naming the feeling that you're experiencing behind your need to drink. And then once you've figured out what you're feeling and why you want to drink, try to actually solve for that feeling and that emotion. And to make this actionable for you, I wanted to give you a couple examples of this process. So for example, if you realize that you're tired, go to sleep or take a nap. If your house is a mess and completely overwhelming, just for tonight, when you're trying to get some sober momentum and get out of the cycle of drinking, give yourself a break. Go up to your bedroom and shut the door. Take a hot bath or a hot shower. Climb into bed and start a good book. If you're bored, reach out to someone. Watch a binge-worthy show. Go for a walk. If you're feeling incredibly alone on this sober journey and resentful that you even are in this place, that you have this issue and thinking, what is wrong with me and why is this happening to me? Remind yourself that you're not alone. Listen to an audiobook to remind yourself that so many women are on this journey and that it gets better at the end and that it's better on the other side once you've quit. I really enjoyed Blackout by Sarah Heppala. You can also reach out to other women who are going through this as well. Women who are coming out the other side of stopping drinking healthier and happier and more optimistic rather than sad and isolated. I personally love the She Recovers secret Facebook group or the Booze Free Brigade, the BFB secret Facebook group, but there are a million other great ones out there. And even if you're not ready to post, it helps to tap in to sources of sober support and to read other women's stories. And this process of identifying what emotion you're feeling that is making you uncomfortable or sad, why you're having a certain feeling that's making you want to reach out for something, for anything, to make it go away, and solving for that actual emotion and feeling with a specific solution that will make that better, rather than using drinking as sort of a sledgehammer to beat yourself over the head with a bottle of wine for all solutions universally, is really a life skill that will help you not only today and tomorrow, but will serve you well throughout the rest of your life. You're really developing a lot of emotional intelligence when you turn inward, even just for a moment, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What is the actual specific emotion that I'm feeling? This will help you at work. It'll help you in your romantic relationships. It will help you with your kids. It will certainly help you with anxiety and with friendships. And it'll help you ask for what you need, which is probably something that you haven't been doing for a really long time. So despite the fact that in these days ahead and in these years ahead, but especially right now, as you're trying to quit drinking, you will have very real problems and you'll have very real frustrations that you need to cope with. But drinking isn't a solution. It does just add a problem to an existing problem. It's a maladaptive coping strategy that you're using to solve every single issue in your life by beating yourself down, to numb out, and to just make it go away. And your problems don't actually go away. You just turn off your brain for a while by rendering it unconscious. So drinking does just add a problem to a problem. And here's some better advice that I absolutely love from author and songwriter Charlotte Erickson. So I'm going to read something to you as we sort of finish off this message and this session, just to give you something to think about as you cope with your emotions and try to find healthier ways and healthier coping strategies going forward. So this is something to listen to after you have a really hard day. Take a shower, wash off the day, drink a glass of water and make the room dark. Lie down and close your eyes. Notice the silence. Notice your heart. Still beating. Still fighting. You made it after all. You made it another day. And you can make it one more. You're doing just fine. Thanks for listening to this episode in the audio support section of the Sobriety Starter Kit. If you want to learn more about me and the coaching work I do, you can find out information at hellosomedaycoaching.com. And if you're interested in more sobriety support resources, check out my website, sobrietystarterkit.com. Thanks so much. Have a great day.